Hi, Victoria.
How are you?
You know, this weekend was really good. Just spent it with my little nephew. He's about 6 years old, so it was a good day. And now it's just time to get back to work. What about you?
Well, it's good, but I'm so frustrated. It was really hard to get a hold of you. What is your last name?
Sorry. Oh, my last name is Muhlenkamp. It's M-U-H.
Mm-hmm.
L-E-N-K-A-M is in Mary, P is in Paul.
And how do I reach you directly?
You would just have to call in the office. They just want to make sure that I'm not on a break or I'm not in a call or in a meeting, and then they would transfer you directly to me.
Okay. Do you have an extension?
I have an extension, but unfortunately it's not working right now. For some reason, my extension doesn't allow call transfers and it goes straight to voicemail. So they're trying to fix the bug with that. That's why as of now, you would only have to call in. Or what you can do is you could actually send me an email. And if you send me an email, it comes straight to my computer as soon as I get one. And if you have any questions and you want me to give you a call, I could always do that too.
Okay.
That'd probably be, the fastest way. But I know Lily told me to call you.
Spell your last name again for me.
Yeah, it's M-U-H-L-E-N-K-A-M is in Mary, P is in Paul.
Okay. And what's your email?
My email is C, as in Charlie. My last name, Muhlenkamp.
Uh-huh.
At relevantads.com.
At Relevant, R-E-L-E-V-A-N-T.
Yes, ads.com.
ads.com.
Well, yes.
I don't like speaking to the representatives because they never know what they're talking about and they frustrate me to no end. So what happened with your meeting with your higher ups, and why am I not getting any phone calls?
Yeah, so I had a meeting with them. It looked like they tried to reach out to you on the last week. They reached out to you to verify everything. I told them that, you know, you already have I told them that you work from home, you're on the internet, and they were putting it in the works and were working on it. Address is to be hidden, no storefront. Yeah, so last week they were definitely working on this. I have
so
been hidden address
need?
And it is personal preference and not a storefront. Yeah.
So what do
you know,
they need to verify now?
Yeah, so Victoria, so that's what Lily was calling you about. I'll be honest with you, and then, you know, because I always have been, is Google is hard to get verified. If they have one little hiccup or mistake, we have to make sure that a verification process is done correctly. Because they just want to make sure that you're a legitimate person with a legitimate business and a legitimate estate. They've gotten really tough on it. So we're trying to make you happy. We're trying to make Google happy at the same time. And we're trying to make both parties happy. So we're trying to get you the results you're looking for. But also, too, Google's asking us for some more verification. And
but
that's
I already have a Google business account. With my
right.
website.
You have a Google business account, yes. So is that the confusion? Are they trying to make you a new one? Is that what they're telling you?
I don't know.
Two live video verification to claim an exist. So it says right here, it says to client, do a live video verification to claim an existing listing still available. Remind client tomorrow, which is today. They made that note in there yesterday that they were going to reach out to you today. So it might be that the listing's old and Google just wants to make sure that your Google Business profile is still a legitimate business. That's the problem.
Yeah, it's not an old listing. I just made it in July.
Okay. So let me make a note. Okay. I'm actually going to type this to Lily directly because she was trying to work with you here.
Charlie, what are we going to do about getting me back some money? Because this is ridiculous. I mean, I've been trying to get my business advertised since July, and it's now October, and I have absolutely no business from Local Splash.
Yeah, I know. It looks like we did cut down your monthly fee. So I think when I signed you up for the $249, and then that's when I think because we were having this difficulty, we actually brought you down, it looks like, to $149, because we're trying to fix this issue going back and forth.
I did that
with
myself.
You.
I canceled the Facebook because Facebook is doing nothing for me.
Interesting. They didn't have you populating in the areas you were looking for retargeting services?
No.
Okay. Oh, man. Okay. Let me see here. I'm going to send this to Lily right now. I'm going to ask her specifically, what do we still need from...
I mean, when you have a customer, how do you get them business?
We populate you to the first page of Google. So that's our job here. So we put you in front of people that are searching for your services. That's how we do it. Now, I can't guarantee you what is going to come out of that. I can't say you're going to receive 100 calls. You're going to receive 10, 20, 30, 40, 50. We just populate you in front of the people that search your business. Now, it seems like there's a lot of confusion here with what you need for the listing based off of what they're saying in the notes, based off of what you're telling me. It seems like we're not on the same page here for some odd reason. And I have no idea why not.
Well, how soon can we get it fixed?
I just sent a direct question to Lily right now. I'm actually going to put this. Let me see.
And I would like a free month. I would like at least one free month for all of this confusion, because this is not my fault. I'm a legitimate business. I have business references. If they want to call those business references, I have clients. I mean, this is just not fair.
I'm going to make a note right here. I'm going to see what we can do for you. Okay, Victoria? Give me one second. Now, when she said right here, we need her to do the live video verification with Google. Did you get with my tech team and they're going to walk you through that?
No, I haven't gotten with any team.
Okay. What I'm going to do then is I'm going to have Lily give you a call. Lily is going to help you walk you through that. Let me just verify right here. Can you walk her Come on, Sec Victoria. I'm trying to push you here. Yeah,
thank
no problem.
Charlie, for your professionalism. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. I get a little upset here too when we can't help our customers out. So I'm trying to pull the strings here to make sure that you get the proper help to get this thing going. So that way you can get to that first page of Google and get everything we need so we can get your business. That's the main reason you had the service. Okay, so I reached out to Lily. She said that we just need to do the video verification. I just asked her right now. I said, can you walk her through this process? I asked her if she can walk you through this process. I said, I'm on the phone with her right now. Let me see what she says, okay? Just stay on the phone with me until I get this answer for you. And then I'm going to see what we can do here for you as well. Give me one sec. Okay, I'm just waiting for Lily to give me, she just read it. Okay, can you walk her through this process? Okay, all right. Victoria, I got some breakthrough news for you, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Give me one second. See if I can help her. Okay, so... okay, so I'm going to hook you up right now with Lily. So Lily's going to... she's on another call right now with one of our clients also. I don't know if she's getting somebody onboarding or maybe they have an issue with their account, but she's going to call you in the next 10 to 15 minutes, okay?
Okay.
Now, she's going to walk you through that process so that way we can get you verified with Google. She's going to walk you through that video process, okay?
Okay. Sounds
okay.
Good. And then, Charlie, if I need to call you, they say put in a name or put in a logo extension. If I put in your extension, will you get the message?
You might. Honestly, Victoria, you're better off sending me an email. I don't know how the messages work here because every time somebody tries to call me, they never are able to get a hold of me for some odd reason. I promise you this. If you email me, I will see it because I have it right here pinned to my top of the screen. So every time I get a new email, it comes in and I see it right away. So if you email me and say, hey, can you give me a call whenever you get a chance today? I'll definitely give you a buzz within the next hour.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
Right,
I'm going to have Lily call you. Okay.
I'm glad you had a nice time with your nephew.
Oh, thank you so much, Victoria. You're so sweet. I'm going to have Lily call you so we can get this thing set and put to bed and we can get you on that first page of Google. We just got to get that verification squared away, okay?
I'm counting on you, Charlie.
I'm pulling the strings here. All right, Victoria. I'll have her call you in a little bit, okay? She'll be calling you in the next 10 to 15 minutes. No problem.
Thank you.
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.